Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
And Joni, and Emmy, and Macy, educators out of Kentucky. You know, critical race theory, you hear that coming in there, all these crazy things. Tornadoes, COVID, you're still here. Joni, we were talking a little bit about this after the break, but to realize that your students who are now teachers, though, and teachers, everybody, we're not even out of COVID, right? We're still in that trauma. And you were to talk to me a little bit about your pride in seeing the students work through that and then become educators.
So we have a saying in our college, the heart of a teacher. And these young ladies truly have that. Now, Macy has been teaching. This is your fifth year, Macy, correct? I had her in 2016. But Emmy just graduated exactly 1 year ago, December 2020. And so Emmy's entire student teaching practicum and student teaching experience was the height of COVID. She was when University of Kentucky had to send all the students home. Emmy was in that group. And our college worked so hard. We have a wonderful whole administration team that works so hard. We worked with local schools to keep their training going, but Emmy's entire experience was online learning. She was still at the school every day with her cooperating teacher, but having to adjust, you know, the way that she was teaching. And she graduated in December and immediately got a job teaching fifth grade back in Muhlenberg County. So she gets this year started and now a tornado has hit. So, you know, we talked about that. She's like, I've gone from starting my career in the height of COVID to now, you know, my kids witnessing a tornado.
Macy. So 5 years for you, though, you've been there. Emmy, really? So COVID, teaching online to now your first year in the classroom and a tornado.
Right. Okay.
The resilience, and Macy, you made a comment about this, about the children being so resilient. For me, it's also talking about you, the educators, the resilience, your ability. I mean, the fact every educator in this country has teaching and learning through COVID has been traumatic, has been incredibly hard, has taken every educator, every teacher educator, every one of us involved in this thing we call education in America has stepped up and above so many ways in so many different ways that people just don't see. And here it is now in a natural disaster, stepping up again. I'm going to say, you know, I know the listeners right now are saying this too, but Busted Pencils, thank you. We typically use this to say you guys are truly busting pencils out there. That's a nice way of saying kicking, you know what, or just doing the great work of being a wonderful human and a wonderful mentor, and how we should come together. And it's sad that it has to be come together in times of crisis, but that's what it is. Speaking of coming together, though, we already talked in the opening of the show. If you do go to the Facebook Busted Pencils page, there's a link for the cloakinginequity.com for a general fund. But I have two here, Warren County Public Schools. And Warren, that is you, Macy. And yes. So there's a GoFundMe page. So it's stuffthebusky.com donate.
So that one is actually for the Bowling Green Independent School. So in Warren County, we actually have two different school districts. We have Warren County Public Schools and Bowling Green Independent Schools. And so I listed the links for both of those.
Okay. So the Warren County Public Schools Donation Fund is a GoFundMe.me/61CCAABC. Okay, so we can go there. And then the Bowling Green Independent Schools Donation Fund is Stuff the Busky, and that would be stuffthebusky.com/donate. So these are some places we can go. And the cloaking inequities. Anything else, though, from a donation standpoint, where we can help out? What else do we need? Where should we be going? People are listening to the show across the country. What out? What from all three of you? Mm-hmm. What do we say? What do we do? What do you need?
So for us, I reached out to our principal and to some of the family resource officers within our community. And they said that at the moment, what is needed the most is just monetary donations to help with these families getting back on their feet and with funeral expenses as well. We had within Warren County, we had three students that did not survive through the tornado. And the very last thing that those parents seem to be worrying about right now is how they're going to pay for a funeral when they don't even have a roof over their heads. And so being able to provide them with money to pay for funerals for their children and for any other family members. I know in one of the schools, there was an entire family that lost their lives due to the tornado. So just being able to provide for them money-wise, but there are also very specific things that our district is asking for. And those are, am I good?
Yep, go ahead, okay. Name them.
Any type of meals that could be in a can or sustainable without needing to be cooked. Baby items such as formula, diapers, blankets, wipes, bibs, bottles, pacifier, baby food. Any type of grab-and-go breakfast foods like granola bars or Pop-Tarts, non-electric can openers, and towels and washcloths. And if you are in the area or you're traveling to Bowling Green, those can be dropped off at the Old Cumberland Trace Elementary.
Awesome. Thanks. Thank you so much. Macy, Emmy, any specific areas besides the GoFundMes? Go for it.
Absolutely. So if you visit wfpl.org/here's how you can help tornado victims, they have a list that looked like it was about 50 links long that was different GoFundMes, Kentucky Red Cross. Other ways you can get involved, like donating blood to help people who were injured during the events that happened on Friday night. In my community, specifically in Muhlenberg County, we have, and this was just the list that I could come up with off the top of my head. I've got 6 collection centers that are set up in the county, and I'm sure there are actually several more. But we have 2 of our schools, a high school and a middle school, that are being used as collection centers. And these items are being sent over to Bremen Elementary. And what that school is being used for right now is a shelter for displaced families from the tornadoes. And so we've been really fortunate as educators. Our school board has made sure that we've been kept in the loop with high need items or high demand items in those shelters. It's hard to get to those places right now. But the most recent list that we were given included towels, washcloths, drinks, batteries, totes, and laundry baskets, of course, coats and hoodies and other things to keep warm, and undergarments as well. It seems like a lot of the food items, like non-perishable food that was taken care of early on, people really stepped up for that. But there still is a long list of things that those families are needing in those areas right now.
So those, yeah, I mean, so you're hearing a lot of essentials that are right there that we tend to forget that when we're in our house and all cozy, they're always here. The fact that when you have nothing, like, wow, the things that are, quote, necessities, you know, and I think, Macy, you said this too, you know, and for anybody who says, like, I don't have a high chair, I don't have this. You have cash, though. And you know what? Cash can be turned into diapers, it can be turned into high chairs, it could be turned into undergarments, it could be turned into socks. So if, again, if Busted Pencils listeners, if you're out there thinking about this, you know, again, go to those GoFundMe pages. I see Evan's going to put them also on Devil Radio's website where the show is broadcast. So we'll have a lot of people out there pushing for this. You know, so Joni, what about in the Lexington and what the University of Kentucky is doing? I said, I've got the how you can help tornado victims that your dean put out. Is there anything else that you would like to mention?
So items can be dropped off to Lexington Catholic High School. Stonewall Elementary is collecting. And then at UK, at the College of Education, I'm collecting items through Friday at 5 p.m. And we're going to get that to the moving company that on Saturday is taking them to Bowling Green. So, you know, I mentioned that I've gotten three from colleagues, three cribs, high chairs. That's all being picked up. People are giving Walmart gift cards for grocery shopping. Just the list that Emmy gave, you know, bottled water, blankets, towels, anything can be dropped off to the College of Education or to, like I said, I know of Lexington Catholic High School and Stonewall Elementary specifically. And I'm sure there are, you know, a lot of other places around town. Those are just the ones that I know are going in this moving van on this Saturday. I know today Bluegrass Orthopedics in Lexington took off with some vans today. So, you know, there are several places in Lexington donating, doing similar things, but our moving vans, Kites Construction, is taking those on Saturday.
Well, Joni, Emmy, Macy, wow. Thank you for the time today. And, you know, and really the courage, Macy, my goodness, you hung out with your baby and then came out of this and now you're helping people. Emmy, the compassion and empathy, I wish people actually were able to see us right now, that is coming through, what I can see in the emotions. And Joni, the pride I can see coming off of you, that these were former students who are now teachers and out there doing this work. And as you said, you know, being in teacher education myself and having been also a fourth grade teacher, fifth grade teacher, second grade teacher, we never lose that. And we worry and we think about that all the time. So Joni, Emmy, Macy, be well, stay safe, and hopefully we'll get more and more help out to you. But thank you for coming on Busted Pencils tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, what a great set of three guests. When we get back, phone lines are going to be open. Just a reminder, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can call Busted Pencils. Give us something to talk about. Share your comments. Congratulate these three wonderful people. And again, thank you, Joni. Thank you, Emmy. Thank you, Macy. And good luck, and keep me updated.
Is that what you say? Where were you when the city does not matter?